Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Formula Girls. We've got a new one for you.
I'm very excited about.
I know. I'm Christine Anderson, marketing coordinator, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Manager of R&D Personal Care Applications, and this is formulation number 1055. It is the Clean and Simple Shampoo. And I feel like we need a drum roll.
Hold on. Mine is bad. Why is mine so bad? It's fine.
This has one of our new products, Sugar Citrate L1C. And the inky for that is disodium lauryl glucoside hydroxypropyl citrate.
So maybe that's the first thing we should say. It does not have a sulfonate in the inky. So this is a sulfate-free surfactant without the sulfonate group. So for those that feel like that sounds too close to sulfate, that's not an issue with this one.
Yeah. So how is it to work with this new product? Any hiccups or anything?
For anyone that's worked with Suganate 160 and C, this is, it's very similar to it. The strategies that we use to build viscosity, the foam, the product itself is similar viscosity. So anyone that is familiar with Suganate will feel right at home working with this. But then it does have some benefits, like it has a lower craft point, so it won't get cloudy at the low temperatures.
Yeah.
And then again, it doesn't have the sulfonate name in the inky.
So we use some of the same ingredients that we do in some of our other shampoos to build up viscosity and foam. So we've got Colateric CBS, which is the cocamidyl propyl hydroxysultane. And we have a sulfosuccinate, which is the Colimate LA40. And then we also, for conditioning, we have two in here. We have Polyquaternium 81, which is our polysugarquat S1210P. And then we also have Polyquaternium 10. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason you added both of those?
Yes. So that polysugarquat S1210P, it's great in conditioners on its own. But it is it's a relatively low molecular weight quat. So where it really shines in two-in-one shampoos is when you combine it with higher molecular weight quats like the PQ10, because it will help increase the deposition through coacervation. Should I talk about what coacervation
is?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, please.
So shampoos that have an oppositely charged anionic surfactant and a cationic polymer like the PQ10 form coacervate complexes of the cationic. So when the shampoo is diluted during the washing and the rinsing, the complex comes out of solution and deposits onto the hair. So you get the conditioning effect.
Okay.
So if you can increase the coacervation, increase that deposition, you're increasing the conditioning. So having the S1210P and the PQ10 together gives better conditioning than either one would on their own.
But they're both very light, because when you say it kind of deposits on the hair, it doesn't build up on the hair.
Right. Yeah. They're both give a very lightweight, voluminous feel, but good wet comb, and they don't build up. Right.
Yeah. So you made me a sample of this one, and I do really like it.
I used it today.
Oh, nice. We'll talk about this one next week, but we also have a face wash with the L1C in it, and I also like that one. So this one is sulfate free. It's silicone free. It's sulfonate free if you're concerned about that inky name. It's also clear. So if you wanted to add any color to it, no problem with that. And you don't have a lot of fragrance in here.
Speaking of clear, real quick, back to the whole coacervate thing. There are some other factors that can affect coacervate formation. So like the concentration of the surfactants and the co-surfactant ratio. So you have to find the right balance so that the shampoo itself is clear.
Okay.
And then the PQ10 doesn't start pushing out a solution until you dilute it, because once it starts coming out of solution, it becomes cloudy. So it's just something to keep in mind. If any changes are made to the concentration or the ratio of surfactant to PQ10, that could affect the clarity or the amount of conditioning. You can also take out the PQ10 for a more clarifying type shampoo if you wanted even less conditioning.
Is this formulation sensitive to anything besides the color? You know, is it sensitive to any preservative or fragrance?
The biggest thing is about keeping it clear to begin with the PQ10 in there, being mindful of the concentrations and the ratios. But also it is sensitive to pH. It increases viscosity as you lower the pH.
Okay. So one of the big things with our Shogunate 160 NC was that it was no irritation.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say the same about our Sugar Citrate L1C?
The L1C is going to be very, very low irritation. We've been doing a lot of Zyne tests with the L1C and the...
So hold on.
Okay.
What's a Zyne test, just in case? You know, people like... Our listeners who don't remember.
I didn't know what it was before we started doing it. Zyne is, it's an in-house test that we do that gives a good idea of irritation potential. It's not a validated OECD method, but mm-hmm. it's a good directional test for formulators. And then you can send your final product out for the real deal.
Okay.
So the Zyne protein is similar to the protein in our skin. So the test looks at how much Zyne is denatured by a product, like in this case, a shampoo. So the more Zyne that gets dissolved, the more irritating the product is. We put the shampoo through the test and it scored pretty low. So we do expect this to be a pretty mild formula. But we've been looking at different systems, like more traditional sulfate and sulfate-free mm-hmm. systems that have higher irritation, and looking at replacing a portion of that anionic with the sugar citrate L1C or with Shogunate 160 NC. And we've seen that it can lower the irritation of those systems and sometimes help with viscosity build too.
Very cool. And that is formulation number 1055. It is the clean and simple shampoo. It features our new sugar citrate L1C. So if you're working with this, feel free to reach out, call us, email us any questions, or if you find anything that you want us to know, let us know. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.